This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome to the Row One Seat One podcast. This is Ben, aka Bostonuga. Had a very busy last couple weeks. Went to Louisville and Chicago and Hartselle, Alabama. But it's also been a very somber last couple of weeks because, as many of you guys know, a tornado touched down in our home of Southern Underground Pro of Nashville. And I want to start off the show by having Righteous Jesse on to talk about it because he was dangerously close to the tornado, and he can give us sort of a perspective on what happened and how we can help. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ben. I appreciate you taking the time to do this for us.
Oh, no, dude, the least we can do. Talk about what your night was like. It was about a week ago now, last Monday.
Yeah, so I was passed out. I was actually getting some of the best sleep I'd had in a while. I was sleeping facing the window and I woke, we knew it was supposed to storm, but we didn't know, like nobody knew. They've even said this on the news that like nobody knew it was supposed to be as bad as it turned out to be. So we had like a slight chance of severe weather, but nobody really thought anything of it. So I fell asleep facing the window and I woke up to the tornado sirens and just super vivid lightning. And the thing about the tornado sirens by our house, we live in Davidson County. So if there's a tornado anywhere or a chance of a tornado anywhere in Davidson County, those sirens are going to go off. So we usually don't really think about it, as dumb as that sounds. But I woke up to that, the lightning, and I looked at my phone and it said there was a tornado on the ground in East Nashville. We're not typically a get to the safe spot of the house family, but I had Brittany grab the dog and run into the hall bathroom. And while she was doing that, I called my mom because we don't have cable. And I woke her up and was trying to get her to tell me if there was a tornado coming. So she's all frazzled and confused because I just woke her up with that question.
And she can't... terrifying for your mother.
Oh, I'm sure. I actually felt really bad about that. Like, I'm not one to really call people unless, you know, if I call somebody, it's usually pretty serious. So she probably saw my number in the middle of the night, had no idea that it was storming, and like probably like freaked out for a millisecond, and then I hit her with that question. So she like ran downstairs. I'm the worst kid ever. So she runs downstairs, has her husband turn on the news, and she's trying to figure it out. As we're trying to figure it out, Brittany gets the Nash severe weather live feed up, and we determine that there's no... the tornado is not coming toward us. It's going into east, basically, which is about 10, 15 minutes up the road. But as we're trying to figure out if the tornado is coming towards us or not, it keeps going from like intense storming to dead silence, which is usually the sign of a tornado. It was really close to us, but it was like really close to like Brett and Stoney. And like we've all got people that lost pretty much everything. It's crazy.
And one other thing that's over there in East Nashville is our Sunday home, our church, Southern Underground Pro.
Yeah, that was the basement east was like the first picture that I had seen. I have a friend who's on tour with Low Cash, I think, and he used to promote, or he still promotes wrestling actually, but he was one of the first people to send me the pictures of the basement east. I don't know how he got them. But he sent them to me, and I was just absolutely gutted because the roof was ripped off. I think a couple walls fell. The inside flooded because the roof was torn off, and there was actually an event there that night for Bernie Sanders, and there was Basement East staff there. And from what I've heard, they made it to the basement of the Basement East like 60 seconds, if that, before the roof was ripped off.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, but they're all okay.
So the Basement East, I mean, we spent, I was thinking about it, every 2 months for 3 years there. And, yeah. You know, you were part of the founding fathers of Southern Underground Pro. I mean, talk about what losing the Basement East means.
I mean, so our first two shows were at Cobra, and Cobra was great for what it was, but it wasn't a home. You know, we moved to Basement East. Our first show there, I believe, was Maximum Overdrive, and that's the show with Kurt Stallion and Janella.
Sounds right.
And you know, they've always been super accommodating, and it's funny, like, we're kind of at their mercy when it comes to, like, dates, and people don't really realize that. Like, we can't just book super far out. We kind of have to take what's given to us, and a lot of times they double book themselves to give us a show. But the really cool thing is they've grown to love SUP so much that they have staff members that come in on their day off just to hang out at the bar, like, help out just to see a SUP show. So we've kind of, like, become family with them. Like, there's members of the staff that we see and we get really excited, and they're, you know, we love everybody there, but we have, like, preferred members that work our show because they just get the rhythm and the groove of everything, and they know that we're not going to do anything, and if we need anything, we'll ask, and if they need us to do something, all they have to do is ask. And it really has come, you know, become a home for wrestling, which is pretty crazy because it's just a concert venue.
I mean, the vibe in there, the people in there, I mean, it's family.
Yeah. Everyone from the bartenders to the wrestlers to the fans to the people, you know, taking tickets and putting on wristbands. I'd even go as far as to say the Edley staff, because usually everybody goes to Edley's after SUP. You know, it's become a pretty tight-knit community. And, you know, as soon as we saw that Basement East had been hit, we were already... You know, what can we do to help?
Have you been over there since then?
Not directly by Basement East. For a while, for a couple of days, there was an issue with... It's a good and bad problem. People were, you know, volunteering in different areas, but they were parking on the street, and it was, like, congesting the streets. So I stayed away from that area because it was pretty badly hit. Like, that whole area in East Nashville was pretty bad, so I didn't go over there. But for work, I had to drive through East Nashville, and I saw, like, the outskirts of the damaged areas, and man, it was rough.
Now, there's a lot of businesses too that you frequented that are gone. There's a lot of homes that are gone. Just aside from Basement East, what has been lost here? There are 31 lives. I mean.
Business wise, I know Hunter's Station got hit, which was, like, becoming my post-SUP spot and, like, just spot in general. There was a burger place. There was, pretty much anything that was within walking distance to Basement East towards Five Points got pretty much crushed. There was like a small strip of restaurants that was, like, diagonal from Basement East towards Five Points, and it was like a burger shop, milkshake place. I can't remember the names offhand, but I had been there. Those are gone. Gold Club Electric, which is a tattoo shop really close, they always let us hang out flyers. That's gone. Inside of that was a vintage shop, and that's obviously gone. What else is gone? There's just a lot of businesses over there that are Burger Up. That was the burger place.
Yeah.
And Soda Parlor. Oh, High Garden Tea. Brittany's giving me cliff notes because I can't remember anything. High Garden Tea. They actually found a menu from High Garden Tea in Cookeville. Yeah. Which is probably close to an hour, if not more, away.
Jeez.
Yeah. And that tornado was on the ground for like 50 miles.
That's insane.
Yeah. And it ripped through Hermitage, Mount Juliet, Lebanon, Donelson, of course, Cookeville. I think I'm leaving a place out. Or maybe not. And of course, East. East is like 10, 15 minutes up the road from us. You know, it takes me no time to get to Basement East. But just the fact that it was on the ground as long as it was and had such a crazy, you know, I've heard people talk about how on one side of the interstate or one side of the road, there's like no damage. And then you look on the other side and it's like completely destroyed. So it's like typical tornado nature and pattern, but you know, you just can't predict that stuff.
So the big question is, how can we help?
There are actually quite a few GoFundMes and crowdfunding sources. The Basement East has one, which I will get you the link for. It's the official one for the Basement East because they do plan to rebuild. One of my friends that I've known for probably 10 plus years, I used to live above him. Him, his son, and his fiance had moved to a new house in Hermitage, and they lost everything. And I've got their GoFundMe link, which I'll send you. His fiance's mother actually lost her business as well, I believe. So they're going through a lot. But there's various GoFundMes and volunteer projects. Hands On Nashville, if you're looking to volunteer, is a great organization to get involved with. The Pearl Diver in East Nashville has been doing different benefit events just about every night. They're also acting as a donation drop-off point. There's a lot, actually. Like, every time I look at Facebook, I feel like I see something new or someone organizing, like, a volunteer group so nobody has to go volunteer alone.
That's great.
Yeah. It's really showed, like, a crazy sense of community.
Red Cross is obviously getting involved as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, people even nationally can get involved somehow and help out in some way.
And even, you know, if you're looking for, like, a more fun way to donate however you can. A local tattoo artist, Blake Owens, I believe, is doing a tattoo raffle with all the money going towards, tornado relief.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Pretty much if you can figure out a way to help, people have done it, and it's incredible. We're going to do stuff Sunday at SUP to try to raise money to help out as well.
Yeah, that's what I want to close with. SUP was... Exit In was wonderful enough to let you guys keep your original date of this coming Sunday to run Southern Underground Pro, and talk about how that all came together, if you had a part in it, and how blessed you guys are to still be able to run SUP on your original date, and what do you think the atmosphere is going to be like?
Dude, it's insane. So I had no real part in helping set this up at all. I found out that a guy named Jesse Baker, who works for the Springwater Supper Club, who they sponsor SUP shows, he actually helped facilitate this. So we're super grateful for him for helping us out with this. The Exit Inn has been around since the 70s, I believe, and it's one of the most iconic music venues in Nashville. I grew up going there and seeing like punk and metal and hardcore bands there. I saw the Misfits there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So like they have a wall outside. It used to be inside and they might still have it. But it's got like a lot of the big names that have played there, and it's like everyone you could think of, man. And, it's pretty surreal to be able to set up a wrestling ring in a pretty historic venue in Nashville, Music City, one of the most well-known venues, and we get to run a punk rock wrestling show there. And, we're obviously very grateful for Exit In for having us. They've been great and helped promote everything. I'm really bummed about everything that happened with the Beast, but I'm also, really fired up to be at Exit In because it's just something I never thought would happen. It's like a landmark in Nashville, and we get to run a show there.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And send me a tweet, and I'll make sure to tweet it out as well, of all the some links and ways people can help out, all right?
For sure. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man. Jesse, Righteous Jesse, and people can see you also WrestleMania week announcing for various and sundry groups.
Yeah, I've got a couple shows lined up. The one I can actually say right now is I'll be telling dad jokes at Nick Iggy's Dad Joke Jamboree. But I've got a couple other shows lined up that haven't been announced yet. But yeah, I'll be down there pretty much the entire time, hanging out, having fun, and trying to get as much IWTV content as possible while I'm there.
And your Twitter?
My Twitter @RighteousJesse.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben.
On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, Chris Zellner and Devin Hales give their reaction to the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. On the newest edition of You Don't Know Billy Jack, Drew and Jordan discuss the epic Misawa vs. Kobashi match from 120-97. Special relations made from across the pond with a bonus episode including the GWE list. The 10-hour journey is complete. The newest edition of With This Ring has Ryan and Cindy discuss some of the greatest Survivor Series matches in history. Row 1 Seat 1's newest episode recounts a wrestling trip I had from St. Louis. Check out the Place to Be Nation Pop feed with some great shows that include the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, The Year in Pop, Laugh in Theater, DC4U, The Great Debate, Marvel Age, and so much more. Subscribe today. And while you're at it, subscribe to a pair of tremendous podcast feeds. First, Jennifer Smith's The Jenny Position feed, as it's the home of Geek and Sassy, Talk and Pop, Freak Out, Drive, and Telling Stories, and Journey Through Infinity. And check out the new North-South Connection, brought to you by JT Rosero and Chad Campbell. It's a new home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, Extreme Three-Way Dance, and Jeff Learns Wrestling, and more. We've officially kicked off our 2020 stretch project, determining the greatest WCW match ever. You have a year to do your research, promote matches, and build your lists. Conversation rules can be found at facebook.com/GWCWmatches or on the Pro Wrestling Only message board. For anyone interested in joining the Pick'em Pool, reach out to us on social media. It isn't too late to complete the prize. Be sure to check out PlaceOfNation.com every day. We have new voices and fresh takes bringing you articles and topics of the world of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including Trent SmackDown and Fox Report, This Week in WWE, Paulie's Perspective, and Ben's Unpopular Opinion. And don't forget about veteran columns like Glenn Butler's Weekly Walk Around the Web. And if you're doing online shopping, be sure to check out the Amazon banner on the right side of the PlaceOfNation homepage, or use PlaceOfNation.com/Amazon. It takes you right to Amazon and helps us out with no cost to you. Well, now we have Dan Scotty on the show. Dan is the proprietor, I guess would be the word.
Yeah, party planner is the brand term we use, but proprietor works too.
Head pizza chef.
I haven't made any of the pizza for Pizza Party, but we could go that route. I'm with that.
the major domo of Pizza Party Wrestling, one of my favorite promotions on the planet, because they have good wrestling, and they know how to have fun, and that's just so lacking in independent wrestling these days. But Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, this is your second time, and I had you on a couple months ago before the Camp Moonsault
back,
show.
Yeah, back then.
Camp Moonsault show, but this is we're about to celebrate a birthday, brother.
Yeah, we've come a long way since Camp Moonsault. It doesn't even feel like the same promotion, honestly.
Year one, you get a smash cake.
Yeah.
Actually, I should probably
bring figure you a out cake.
I should probably bring you a smash cake like a real 1-year-old. That'd be amazing.
I've been trying to convince the team to spend a lot of money on a cake for somebody to go through, but I can't get that passed in the budget.
Oh man. Let me see what
it. So I'm just gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna talk about it instead, so I can feel like it happened.
There are Publix down there, and Publix makes the best cakes.
Oh, don't tempt me with a good time.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Anyway, so pizza party.
I'd also hate to waste the cake.
This is true. This is true. Well, I'm diabetic, so I love to waste cake. So. So pizza party. This is what happens when you have your friends on. You just get off on tangents. But Pizza Party Wrestling is having its birthday bash celebration at the Collective. God bless.
It's so cool.
It is so cool. And we'll talk about that later. But at the Collective, Friday, April, there's a Friday show at the Collective. You done grown up, son.
when I got told we had this, we're going to be on, I was like, well, we're probably the Tuesday
show.
Yeah, we're probably, yeah. We just got our spot back Wednesday night.
Yeah, exactly. You went from running Wednesday in a, what was it, like an American Legion Hall last year?
Knights of Columbus, but yeah.
Knights of Columbus, okay, six of one, half dozen the other, to running at the Collective in a ballroom on Friday afternoon of Mania Week.
Yeah, a haunted ballroom. Well, a haunted venue. Yeah, we've really upped it. yeah, it's crazy, Ben. I remember saying to somebody on our team at the end of the first show, okay, next year we got to be on the Collective in Tampa. And then it happened, and everything that's happened in between then has been surreal, from having Mike Quackenbush and even running the probably a dream match that in Faye Jackson versus Chris Dickinson, like all the stuff and all how people have taken to Pizza Party during year one has been so cool, and to be able to celebrate it on the probably the coolest showcase that there is during WrestleMania weekend is like beyond an honor. I don't really know how to put it into words.
What does it mean to you to be on the Collective? Because it was such a success last year. It's the one-stop shop, basically, for WrestleMania week. You're among all the best of independent promotions, and then to be in the same breath and to be in, you know, to be talked about already as, you know, maybe the best show so far, you know, announced of any of the WrestleMania week shows. I mean, what does that mean to you?
It's surreal. The whole thing, it's so cool to be able to, one, be even linked in the same breath as the Collective. A little backstory on the Collective first. So 2 years ago, while I was still trying to figure out how to bring something like Pizza Party to the world, like I knew WrestleMania was going to be in New York the following year, and I knew that there was going to be a good handful of friends of mine in the area. So I knew we were coming up on that perfect storm that I like to call it. But I actually reached out to the guys at GCW to do a write-up on Spring Break, because to me, Spring Break was the first Spring Break was the coolest thing I'd ever seen, and it made me realize that there was a place in wrestling for people like us. And so I got to interact with Brett and Danny and
I was there. It was the 10 drunkest nights of my life.
I didn't even get to go down, but I got to write about it.
Oh, cool.
In the build up to it. I interviewed people about it. I don't even remember who I talked to now, but I got to talk to a couple people, and then a year later I went to go get tickets to Spring Break, and they sold out before I could even get them. And now to be the show that's opening for it, it's amazing. It really is, and I'm so thankful that we get to be a part of it, because this. To be able to put together like a lineup like this, like, you know, the card you dream about putting on when you're a kid type thing, and to do it, it's so far away from home. Like, everything about it is just, when I explain it to people who don't know what's going on, I think that's when it's the coolest feeling. It's when, like, I can explain it to somebody that it's not just like some like ragtag wrestling show.
What have you learned in a year?
How to say no. I've learned so much. We really went in blind the first time. I had a general idea of how to do things, but every show I've learned so much from so many different people, and it's cool because I work in digital marketing and in the shoot world, and I get to practice so many things that I've learned in that job to Pizza Party, and I think that's helped too, and vice versa. It's like my baby. So like like any parent, you learn as time goes on. But like I would say that the show that we ran last year isn't going to be any work, or any show we ran last year isn't going to be anything like any show we run this year.
So you have this show. Let's get into it, because it's so good, man. I'm not just saying this to blow smoke up your ass. Like, it's so good. It has elements.
I love this card. I really, every time I look at it, I'm looking at it right now. Every time I look at it, I have a huge smile on my face, because it's really got something for everybody.
So you just announced a 6-man scramble. Yep. Talk about who's in that. What makes you excited about your 6-man scramble?
So the 6-man scramble is probably going to be the match where people are at least familiar with the talent in it. Mm-hmm. They're, I would call, the Pizza Party regulars. There's a few people from Chikara in there, but these people have been a big fixture of year one for us. And
the Pizza Party, these are some of your favorites, actually.
What's that?
If you're a watcher of Pizza Party Wrestling, kind of going through, these are some of my favorite characters.
And I'm glad you say that, because I think these are the people that when Pizza Party started, I said that this is who I wanted the world to pay attention to, as if I had any control over that. But I'm glad that it's kind of, you know, people are really taking to some of these people. Like, I think Tyrannosaurus Flex is somebody that could be a major player in the world of independent. He's great. And losing the undefeated streak has made him a much more well-rounded human being. And Matt Vertigo is
somebody, super sleeper for like 2021, 2022. That dude's going to take off.
And I feel like he'll be there sooner. I know Verb Gagne, Andrew said that to you too, yeah. But I really, since the day I met him, he's walked around like a professional wrestler. And that was like 5 years ago. And like, you know, he's walking around in settings where professional wrestling isn't happening, and he still carries himself like he's headed to the ring. And it's like, that sounds like he might be an asshole, but really, he's awesome. And he's a great dude. Brad Rush is one of the, outside of the ring, the most passionate people I've ever met in professional wrestling. Dude moved up from Kentucky to help make Pizza Party happen. And the commitment he puts in, not just, you know, he just puts in commitment and lives, breathes, and sleeps Pizza Party more than anybody, like, or as much as me, I guess.
And he's a great three-dimensional character as a wrestler, by the way. He's not a bad little wrestler.
No, he's got physicality. He's funny, and when he gets on a mic, everybody in the room is focused on him. He's got a real good personality, and I feel like I've done him a disservice by not giving him the opportunity to have more mic time. But we're not really like a mic time place yet. But I think he's somebody to watch for in this match, because even in the time between Pie Hard, our last show, and by the time you'll see him in Tampa in a few weeks, he's really putting a lot of work to get there. And I would say that about everybody in this match. Everybody's really putting in the work, because I think before I go to the rest of them, if you've seen Pie Hard on IWTV, people talk about how the Secret Santa scramble we ran stole the show, and it's because of the people that are in this match. They really blew people out of the water, and I think on the bigger stage, I think they can do it again.
And then being Pizza Party Wrestling, I love what you set up here: Pineapple versus No Pineapple, Dan the Dad's team versus Cabana Man Dan's Pineapple team.
Yeah, this is something I'm so glad came together and has been positively received as it is. It's
the most controversial topic on the internet, by the way.
Yeah, and I think I even undersold it when I was pitching this idea. And I think seeing it come to life and see just how little we had to do promotionally for it, and how it sort of, people just ran with it. And I think that's the coolest thing, because I think anytime you have an idea, you sit on it and you think, maybe it's not that good. And then you see the response to it, and you know, it feels like we did something right. So I feel like the crowd will probably be the hottest during this match.
Oh yeah, it's a war. This is a war,
and I think when the teams are fleshed out, it will really be an interesting sort of all-star match, like from people all across the country for independent wrestling.
I mean, we've already seen Alley Cat announced on Team No Pineapple. We've already seen O'Shea Edwards team announced on Team Pineapple. I mean, these are some of the heavy hitters in independent wrestling.
Yeah, and it's going to be it's like a microcosm of the show, because it's got a little something for everybody. When the whole match will be fleshed out, you'll see there's a little bit of something for everybody on a show that I think has something for everybody.
And then keeping in the comedy realm, my dear close personal longtime friend Donnie Janella is in the Kung Fu Rules against
Shea Purser.
Shea Purser, I'm sorry, yeah, Shea Purser.
Yeah,
and that will be wild.
Yeah, if you were asking me what to expect, I have no idea. I just know it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's something that, like, I don't know if it would have been booked other places, but like, I'm glad that we were the place that put it together, because I think it really speaks to what we are. And there's these two people on different sides of the world doing something kind of similar, but also not, and throwing them in there together. And you know, who knows like how people will look back on that as these gimmicks continue to grow and do well on the independent scene.
And I've spent a lot of time around Donnie, and Donnie lives the gimmick.
He does.
Those glasses are on 24/7. He walks around the world with that hair.
Yeah,
he's Donnie Janella all the time. He's Kung Fu Donnie Janella all the time.
I met him at a show where he happened to be standing next to Joey Janela quite a bit, and there were multiple times where I almost patted Joey, who I don't really know at all, on the back, and it was, or and it thinking it was Donnie, and vice versa. There were times I thought it was Joey and it was Donnie. So they're definitely related, in case you didn't think they were. They're definitely related.
It's his Alabama cousin.
Yeah. We've all got one.
We all got an Alabama cousin. I think I met a few of them this weekend, actually, in Hartsell, Alabama at New South. which was a time, by the way.
Yeah, it seemed it. I can't wait to catch that one.
Oh, the saloon doors that they came through?
Oh, man, that's the dream.
That's the dream right there.
Of a saloon door set. Even if it wasn't a saloon-themed show for us, I think I'd want that permanently.
Just, I mean, FedEx would probably ship it up, so.
All right.
And then we kind of go into the serious part of the show here. I mean, and you're going to mix these matches up, obviously, but there's the lighthearted stuff, and then there's the serious stuff, and then there's the beast battling beasts. There's, like I said, there's something for everyone. But this is going to be crazy, because this is just going to be pure violence and craziness. Oswald Project and Matt DeMoris versus Violence is Forever. This is going to be insane.
The pairings in here. This is this is individually any of those people working one another is exciting. Then you put all four of them together.
My God.
Yeah, and I think the team of Oswald and DeMoris is obviously not very tested. They're new. They're a new team. They've got a one match on their belt at Limitless. But
describe what the legend of DeMoris, by the way, too.
Say that again.
Describe the legend of DeMoris for people who aren't familiar with him.
Okay. Being perfectly candid, and he'll probably be upset if he hears me saying this, I would say that Matt DeMoris is probably in my top five favorite wrestlers of all time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Growing up, I think I said this when I was on here. Growing up, I didn't watch the independents the way other people find that. First, I found backyard wrestling, and Matt DeMoris is somebody who I've become very close with, but he's somebody who has done things that I think no other human being is capable of in the form of triple F5. He's taken a Canadian...
Maybe the freakiest strong wrestler on the independents.
Yeah, Canadian Destroyer from a pair of jeans. yeah, he's done so many amazing things, and I think the part that people don't even realize, because he's, you know, does so much, I would say, holy shit offense and stuff like that. The way he puts his facial expressions, everything about him, he has such a complete view of professional wrestling and even character work. Like, the guy is a supreme talent, and I hope as time goes on that he starts to really get to show that across the scene here. And I think he's starting. He does a lot in Chikara. We've had him, GCW's had him a couple of times. I hope he gets a little bit more time to branch out and show people what he can do.
And then Oswald Project obviously was found in a lab in Wyoming. Wyoming, right?
Yes, Wyoming.
Wyoming. I always got the state wrong. And does he got his shot in Beyond this year? He does. His body is not actually made of bones, is what I'm completely convinced of.
Nobody knows.
He's the craziest thing you will see all WrestleMania week.
Yeah. And to see where he's come in a year, where a year ago he was a bystander and walked into an open challenge, not really even knowing what professional wrestling is, and now he's debuted for a lot of the major companies already in 2020 and beyond, GCW, Chikara, and I think he's going to take WrestleMania Weekend by storm, even more so than he did from just the one GIF that went viral on Twitter last year.
And they're going against Violence Forever, who may be the best tag team. I mean, they won the independent wrestling .tv award for his best tag team of the year last year.
I think if you ask me, they are the best.
I do too.
I'd be hard pressed to pick a team that's better than they are. And I think the matchup that this poses is probably one of the most unique you'll see during this collective and WrestleMania weekend.
Battle of two people who, I don't know if Ugg lives in the woods, but let's just say Ugg lives in the woods of Australia. No, he lives in the, what is that called? The, where the Aborigines live in Australia.
No, I don't know why it's escaping me right now, and I don't want to say the wrong thing.
But he, but the equivalent of the woods in Australia versus KDB, who is actually from the woods. Two crazy cavemen basically beating the tar out of each other. It's going to be amazing.
This is two guys who, again, I think similarly to the Kung Fu rules match, it's two people from different parts of the world who do extraordinarily explosive things with, especially given their body type, and they're going head to head, first time ever. And it's not even a thing I like to market because, like, they're on two opposite sides of the world. Of course, it's the first time they're meeting, but it's really cool again that this is something that can happen in Pizza Party. And I really think that if there's a match that will steal the weekend, it's this one. And I'm genuinely concerned about what happens to the Cuban Club when these two step in the ring.
It's gonna be awesome. Yeah. This is like the Hoss battle upon all Hoss battles.
Yeah, it's because especially because there's so many dimensions to their level of Hoss. Like, there will more than likely be a Phoenix Splash and a moonsault in this super epic Hoss fight.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Can't wait. Then you have the rematch of my match of WrestleMania weekend last year. Dan Kabe versus Fred Yehi. My God, tears are coming to my eyes just thinking about it.
It was the show. I mean, the match really put us on the map. I think that match is the reason people gave us a chance last year. And it's been interesting to watch Makabe grow over this past year too. Not as a result of that, but he has grown, and you know, he won SEI. He was just in WXW this past week. Like he's really
won
done
the,
some.
The
ambition.
The ambition.
Yeah. So he's sky's the limit for him, and
he's
and
the
Yehi
best wrestler
is,
in the world, in my opinion. And Fred Yehi is probably in the top 10.
Yeah, and I feel like Yehi, this is a good chance for Yehi to get redemption on him. I think last year he got caught off guard, and I know Makabe still wants the tap out, but I think this will be an interesting matchup because it's different than other ones before, and I think it's not what it was last year. I think it's a very different matchup. While looking like it's the same, I think the inner workings of it will all be very different. So I think it's exciting that it's the same match, but I don't think it will be anything like what we saw.
Can you give them an hour, please?
I wish I could. I wish I could.
I can watch them wrestle forever.
Yeah. I like to think there will be a point in Pizza Party where it's just, there's, you know, it's an 8-match card on a monthly show, and just every month we just have Makabe versus Yehi in a different fixture. But it's Makabe Yehi forever.
Yeah, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah. Or at least every Mania weekend we put them together.
just roll them out there.
Yeah.
But you have some other insanely great matches coming up, including, how did you unearth Super Crazy against Alex Zane?
Well, I guess the story of that starts, I think it was shortly after WrestleMania last year. We got Super Crazy followed us on Twitter, and for those who don't know, there was a time in my life where I would play WWE GM mode a lot on SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. And if it's any indication as to why where my booking style began, it's playing this game and making guys like Super Crazy WWE champion and doing very unorthodox things like that. But I genuinely, like, growing up and even watching where I started watching, where Super Crazy wasn't necessarily on TV every week or anything like that, he was a wrestler that always resonated with me, and he was always somebody that meant a lot to me. So to be able to, like, bring in this one of my favorite wrestlers on this huge show for us, it had to be done. And I think Zane is to thank for him following us, because I think Super Crazy asked Zane where he wrestled, and I think that's when he went and followed us. So then, you know, like, it was a no-brainer when we were, like, looking at, okay, what can we do this year? That was the one on the board. It was like, okay, we have to do this. We can't.
And Alex Zane is blowing up. Alex Zane is the next big thing.
Yeah, yeah. He's had, since that last show against Robbie Eagles, where they got a standing ovation, and Alex Zane has I skyrocketed and then some. You know,
and
debuting
New Japan,
in
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, New Japan.
PWG.
GCW.
Yeah, he's everywhere. And he came on my map at that match, and I have been the world's biggest tutor of the Alex Zane Horn ever since then, because that guy should be on Monday or Friday night very soon, if not now.
Yeah, or even Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I have a feeling before the end of this year he'll be on television. I think he's trending so far upward that these companies would be foolish not to throw him a deal. I mean, but I could say that about so many people on this show. I'd love for them to all get contracts, but I also like having them and I like using them. So.
Speaking of some people who should get contracts, or basically the guy who, when they wrestle him, they get contracts, Tony Deppen is going up against Eric Stevens during his retirement weekend.
Yeah, this is another one that I'm so happy that we get to be able to bring to life. I think this is just going to be such a cool match on paper. I'm excited that we get to close out the show with this one. I think there's just going to be something about this that I don't know. I've been saying all these things could steal the weekend, but I don't know if this would steal the weekend. I think this could very well win match of the weekend, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say this might be the match of the weekend if Dan and Fred or Super Crazy Insane isn't.
Yeah, and it's crazy to be in that position, but I mean I think this match is really gonna blow people away, and I think I'm excited that we get to even have Eric Stevens. I'm excited that we get one of his last matches. And I'm really excited that we get to do it here in Tampa at WrestleMania week. I think this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I had him on. He is not going to go anywhere. After WrestleMania weekend, this is definitely his retirement weekend, and one of his last three or four or five matches of his career gets to be for you.
Yeah, a huge honor. Huge honor to have that. I'm real stoked. Especially because he's been on fire. There's been so many matches of his on his comeback tour that have been some of my favorite matches the last couple of months. So I can only imagine last weekend he's got to leave nothing left in the tank. I really think this is going to be spectacular.
And obviously Tony Deppen, mechanically, I mean, the guy is downright perfect.
Yeah, and I think he's at a point, too, where his game has gotten so good, and this is going to be such a big weekend for him wrestling, Alex Shelley, and I know this match is important to him as well. I think Tony Deppen this weekend, if he doesn't walk out with a contract, then I don't know what's wrong with people, but I think Tony Deppen legitimately is the best wrestler in the world, and
he was in my top three last year, and it was really hard to differentiate between the top three.
He
does everything downright perfect.
Yeah, I watch cards, and specifically when I see that, like if Tony Deppen's on a show, I'll sit down and pay more attention to that show than I would a show that doesn't have him on it.
And then I think you have a match to announce tonight.
Yes, we announced it was teased and anticipated for a long while, but we can finally say that after giving in to his ridiculous demands that Faye Jackson will be going one-on-one with Florida Man.
Florida Man. Florida Man is real.
Yeah. It's been a topsy-turvy road for this one, but when I asked Faye Jackson who she wanted in Tampa, this is what she said, and this is all part of her quest to get canceled. And this is... I've said I don't know what to expect from things like the Kung Fu Rules match. Yeah. I'm genuinely concerned. I had to consent to no cops with Florida Man. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I just know that there's gonna be bath salts. That's one thing I had to consent to. Yeah. I had to consent to that.
Faye is a delight. That's just the only word I can use to describe her. She's a delight.
Yeah. The first person, the first match we had on Pizza Party had Faye Jackson, and the last match we ran last year was Faye Jackson versus Chris Dickinson, which is, again, one of my favorite matches that we've done and one of my favorite matches I've had the pleasure of experiencing live. And it it's really fun to be able to work with her and really push the bounds. And when this idea came to be, I don't think anybody else on the indies could do this match justice the way I think she will.
She's a genius. She's an absolute genius.
Yeah. I'm going to plug her show real quick. The Grey Sweatpants Battle Royal is probably going to be some of the most fun anybody has during that weekend. So make sure you go. Check it out.
Yeah, it's on my list. It's I don't know what to expect from that show.
Yeah,
I really don't.
It's gonna be, neither do I, and I think
it's gonna get weird. It's gonna get real weird.
Yeah, it's gonna get weird. But I think that's, if there's a weekend where you can get weird, that's the weekend.
Oh yeah, completely. All right. Well, so people want to pick up tickets from the show. I have pizzaparty.bpt.me.
Works. Yeah, that's a good one.
Or they go to the collective.
Collective2020.eventbrite. You can still get GA or all access passes. All access gets you everything, including like the Cult Cabana podcast. So if you wanted to run up and down in between during our show, you wanted to run up and down in between the podcast and our show, you can do that. Or you could just get the GA and go to the wrestling shows. But there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun things that I don't think any other WrestleMania weekend thing has to offer, with some of these panels, these podcasts, these watch-alongs.
What are some of the other stuff you're looking forward to?
Well, first of all, it should be said, I'm more than likely going to live at the Cuban Club.
Oh yeah, so will I. Yeah, no, I'm there.
Even if my Airbnb decides to cancel, I think. Yeah, we talked about this. We both talked about it. But yeah, I think the stuff that, as a fan, because again, a year ago I was still, you know, I'm still a fan. But a year ago I was, you know, more of a. That's not true. No, I'm a fan. So I'm looking forward to Bloodsport. Dickinson versus Suzuki is beyond what you would call a dream match. That's absolute money. I can't wait to see that again. Orange Cassidy versus Suzuki. You can tell I'm a Suzuki guy.
Yeah. Oh, I got a picture with him last year, and it's like one of my most prized pictures I've ever gotten.
Yeah, I bet I would treasure it forever. Even if you sent me that picture digitally, I'd still frame it. Even I'm not
just
even
just a me and him. Yeah, just is on your wall.
Two wholesome gentlemen in a picture. I'm gonna go in reverse order. WrestleMania. The more stuff that comes together from that, it's just so different. So I'm really excited to see how that comes together. The Grey Sweatpants Battle Royal should be a lot of fun. I think Glory Pro's got an awesome show. If you're a fan of deathmatch wrestling, that Freedom show is going to be insane. The Big Gay Brunch. I'll be there. I'll be mimosing.
I'm going to be there in body, but maybe not in spirit, because it's 11 a.m.
Yeah. I'm really excited for the culture. I think that's cool. That show's just going to be really cool. It's going to, you know, there's never been anything like it, and it's going to kick off Friday with such a cool energy that I hope stays in that building from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. when everything wraps up that night.
It's going to be such a unique day.
Yeah, it is. It was funny when we started seeing everything get announced for it, and we were like, okay, there's For the Culture, there's us, there's Spring Break. Threat Level Midnight has Jake Something versus Jeff Cobb is gonna
beefy boys slapping meat.
Yeah, man, it's gonna end the or it's gonna change worlds, and and even the Bondage of Go-Go. I mean, there is legitimately something for everybody on this WrestleMania weekend at the Collective, and I, you know, I think everything from like D-Generation F is gonna be a lot of fun. Bloodsport, as I said, like it's going to be a great, great weekend. AIW's card is, I feel like a sleeper card. We don't even know that much from it yet, but I just think they
we know there's a no rope barbed wire match, brother.
And that's all you need.
Yeah, it's I can't wait. We are a little more than 3 weeks out. 3 weeks out when people hear this, and I'm just, it's highlight of my year, man. And part of that is seeing you.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited to see everybody. I've never really done a full WrestleMania weekend yet, so it was only right to do a full WrestleMania weekend when I'm also running a show, so I won't fully get to appreciate it the way I would have if I went as a fan, but I'm so excited. The fact that I can, like, talk about, you know, Suzuki and Dickinson and stuff like that, and it's, like, on the same lineup that we're a part of is surreal to me. Like, it's just so cool, and like, where wrestling is now, there's so many amazing matches coming together that I, like, you know, I don't think anybody ever thought they'd see. So, this is going to be such a great weekend. I'm 3 weeks exactly away from being in Tampa, which is equal parts exciting and terrifying.
So if people want to watch it, they can watch it on Fight and the Fight Bundle. They can get the GA package at bit.ly/collector2020, or they can buy just one single pizza party ticket if you want to go piecemeal. pizzaparty.bpt.me. Pizza Party Wrestling is at Pizza Wrestling. Dan, any other plugs you want to give?
Besides that, I guess not. No, you covered a lot of my stuff. Stay tuned to our Twitter. In the next couple weeks, we're going to be announcing some stuff for our return to New Jersey for our show called Hags on May 30th. We have a match on there that every time I think about it, I smile. So a lot of fun stuff coming for us as we come back from the collective. But I'm, you know, get excited. This is a really fun time to be a wrestling fan. And I guess the only other thing I have to plug is wash your hands. That's it.
Wash your hands, yeah.
Don't get me sick.
Dan, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you for having me.